We're here this evening with Dave Warnes. We've spent the weekend in Mount Gambier diving in Tank Cave, so we've got a chance just to have a bit of a chat with Dave tonight to ask him about his cave diving career. So Dave, welcome. When did you start your cave diving career?
In the 60s.
In the 60s?
Yeah.
Can you remember the sorts of places that you visited when you first came down here?
Well, I was working here for a while at that time to do the diving in the late 50s. And then I started advertising for divers to go cave diving with, because there's not very many doing it, not in the penetration stuff. So you put an ad
in the paper, did you?
Or yeah, what? I put an ad in the paper.
I found a bloke
before I really got into the paper.
Okay.
And he came around from, he's an English bloke, and he came around, he'd been diving a lot of wrecks and stuff in England, and then we went from there.
Okay.
I didn't have to train him or anything, he was more or less there, because we were all learning anyhow in those stages.
How long have you been diving in the sea before you came down here?
Spearfishing and stuff like that for years.
Okay.
In my school days, more or less.
Did you have a favourite site in Mount Gambier when you were down here?
In those days?
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably picks and penetration stuff we could find.
What about picks? Much difference between the diving in picks back in those early days compared to the sorts of dives that you get there today?
Yeah. There used to be a lot of people line up there. I remember that's where I met Prusty. It was that bigger line up there that is like Rundle Street.
Is that right?
Yeah. There was
booking or anything?
No booking, no organisation at all.
Yeah.
In those days. That didn't come until the 70s.
And how did that start? Just give us a bit of a background to how the Cave Divers Association started, because we understand you got the number one ticket, 001.
Yeah, I got that from the beginning.
And how did it, just a group of guys decided
after
they wanted to do something?
I was on the steering committee with Eddie Gertner. He was the first one, sort of thing. And then it came up, when they had the first meeting, put me on voted in as their president.
Okay. You started diving down here in the early 60s. Tell us a little bit about the type of equipment that you used to have back in those days.
Very little. The equipment, especially in buoyancy department, we had none. We used to use lead to about 50 foot, something like that. In those days, it's feet in here. And take her off on a ledge and then come back and pick it up on the way back. It's beautiful diving. A lot easier. It was really good diving.
And what sort of things did you use? You obviously led onto some sort of buoyancy device. What were the early times of those?
Just before we get there, I'd just like to mention how we used to get back sometimes. We used to get back to the lead if we could find it as well and good. But if you missed it, forgot where it was, well, you'd have real trouble trying to get to the top. You'd be grabbing hold of everything. And you know what the size of the walls are like in the sinkholes.
Yeah.
I'd tear apart and you'd be having a lot of trouble.
So buoyancy vests, what sort of vests and buoyancy devices did you sort of start using once you realised that was a bit of a problem?
They were similar to this Fenzi sort of thing. They wrapped right down and you had a CO2 cartridge in them. Went for those and the New Zealand ones as well.
Like a sort of horse collar that went around your neck?
Yes, like a horse collar.
Okay.
With a tube at the bottom of them and you had to bend upside down more or less to get the air out.
And all wetsuits, I'm guessing, back in those days?
Well, the wetsuits, I made my first wetsuits that I dived down here. It got them out of Fitch's when they used to be in Adelaide in the city.
That's the rubber store?
Yes.
Yep.
And made our own.
Okay. And what about dry suits? When did you move on to dry suits?
Oh, I had a dry suit, but it wasn't diveable with, I can't think of what the name of it is now, but it was a dry suit, Pearly, that's what it was, and it's joined in the middle.
Quite
often you could leave home without the proper rings. Wasn't much chop of the tank.
No.
The spearfishing was good.
I guess you couldn't equalise the pressure too easily.
Old clothes and stuff like that, but not for cave diving. Mostly single tanks and not too much double tanks in those days, but if we did use double tanks, the same as we're using now, if you go back to,
Twin independence?
Twin independence, yeah.
Yep, back mounted, I guess.
Yep.
Yep. What about lighting and stuff like that?
Build our own, mostly.
Okay.
There wasn't any going over a dive shot. There was no dive shots to that sort of degree.
And what sort of lights were they? How'd you make them up? Just PVC and
PVC. First one I had in a motorbike battery into a what do you call them?
The reflector.
Reflector type yep. thing with a 100 watt bulb.
Okay, sort of with like a sort of like motorcycle.
Spotlights, similar.
Yeah.
Car lights.
And
you used to have a handle on the top and
okay. They were pretty powerful for the time, I guess.
Like a watering can type handle.
Oh, yeah? Garden hose on it?
Yeah, more or less.
You said before we talked a little bit about picking any ponds in those early days. We've been diving Tank Cave here on this weekend. What are your first memories of Tank Cave? Take us back to those times.
Well, in the early 60s or around about there, we found it, because I never used to keep a log in those days, unfortunately. Wish I had. The Tank Cave, a mate from England that who I dived with and found quite good, we dived that first. As far as I know, it was the first time.
And what was it like back then? What do you remember about
we
it?
We went in where the old pipe used to be. I don't know whether it's still in there. I think it's been taken out now. I can't remember, even though I was in there today. But we went in there and went for a small penetration. That's about all it was. A couple of times, and that was it. Until about when I mentioned it to the committee and they organised it and we dived it. People dive it from then on.
You still enjoy diving there?
I love it. Love it. It's the only dive.
It's the only dive.
Unless you go overseas, we might get something there, and I tried that and got too sick to dive when I got to America, so anyhow, there you go.
So you think you're going to keep diving down to Mount Gambier?
Like to.
You moved off to the Nullarbor after you'd been diving in Mount Gambier for a while. How did that all come about? How did you find out about that?
Ian Lewis came into the scene then. He wasn't diving in caves in those days, and him and old Kegsy used to cut our tanks around for about 3 years, and they broke up. We were using them up, cutting hundreds of tanks in, more or less, over the years.
And what were the caves that you first visited on the Nullarbor?
Wee Bubby, Murrow 11, I can't remember them all now. It's 15 years I've been there. All the main caves, like Wobbler and those places, you could just walk in and no restrictions.
No access problems then. Yeah.
And we didn't leave any rubbish or anything like that. We could go in there and leave a bit of tape somewhere and there'd be not disturbed, no one else in there.
Yeah.
We had it for 3 years without anybody there at all. No, about 10 years we had it for nobody there at all. Just our gang.
And what was your favourite?
Not even Western Australians.
What's your favourite dive out there on the Nullarbor?
What's the one that you got the pyramid in the middle?
Wobbler?
Wobbler, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
I think that's
still
my favourite.
Still one of the best.
What do you call it? Wee Bubby was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty spectacular.
I found that one first.
Okay.
Went in there with Lewis and he said, they don't go that bit of water, they don't go nowhere. But then I said, I'm going up to get my tank. And I went for an hour or so. Didn't find the good stuff though. It was all good, but I didn't find that tunnel underneath.
Yeah.
The archway thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great. In terms of equipment, you know, I've been diving it on this weekend. We've just celebrated your 75th birthday. What sort of things have you seen in terms of change with equipment over those 40 years? What do you think's been the biggest change?
We went from more or less building our own gear almost to the regulator. Almost, because I started off on regulators in Queensland on CIG stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And
Fenzi vests, when they first came out.
It was New Zealand stuff that had a vest like a horseshoe.
Yep.
Horseshoe around your neck and a big tube down between your legs. That's where he was diving down here with them. And you turn upside down to vent them, more or less, pretty well. And then it went from there, as far as diving gear goes, it went from there up to rebreathers, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Beautiful stuff now.
Yeah.
Just in normal diving, like air diving. It's
technology's come
stuff.
A long way.
Yeah, I wish I could afford some of it. Like Poseidon stuff.
We notice that you're still pretty fit for your age. You're a bit bit of a everlasting type. What do you do to keep yourself fit? What are your secrets of that?
I think it starts with genes, and I got my mother's, didn't die until she's nearly 100, and all my uncles are the same. I got an auntie that's over 100, 102 now. So genes have got a lot to do with it. And then I think it's what you eat and how you practice your exercise. And if you don't do exercise, you don't get so well off.
So what sort of exercise do you do these days? Are you still pretty active?
Martial arts exercise.
Yep.
Well, I learnt when I was teaching and carrying on the martial arts for years, 20 years.
You ride a motorbike sometimes, I hear, when you're not falling off?
Yeah, when I'm with the, you.
So when are you going to, what are you going to do in terms of your diving? Are you going to keep diving?
When I'm with Greg Boyle, I fall off a motorbike.
Are you
he takes
keep...
me to the worst roads in Adelaide.
Are you going to keep diving? Are you going to see you down here again? Or where do you see yourself these days? I notice you sort of seem to really enjoy it. You're enjoying yourself this weekend.
Yeah, you put me on a spot then. I've enjoyed myself this weekend. All I've got to really get is a suit.
All right, okay. We'll be back seeing you again.
Don't know.
All right, no worries.
It's the body that's telling me it's getting a bit weaker than it used to be.
Well, that's understandable.
The brain wants to go there, but the body's getting a bit...
bit tired. All right, well, thanks very much, Dave, for your time.
Thank you.
Interesting chat.
Thank you for the birthday present of the cake.
No worries.
And I like the company I keep today, too.
This recording remains the property of Cave Diving Down Under and Dave Warnes. No unauthorised reproduction, distribution, or storage is permitted.